Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, for his monthly report from Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. And for the update today, as always, like to touch base with Brian on a monthly basis. And, well, Brian, what's happening in Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County right now?
Well, we're transitioning to our new administration here. We just had an election, of course, and we're getting ready for that, gearing up for that. We had Mayor Bill Tech served us well for the last 4 years, and our new mayor-elect is Robert Bowen. And we also appreciate the service of Councilman Dale Hicks. And we have two new council members coming in. We'll be sworn in, I think, on January 6th, Brantley Pope and Dave McConkie. So working on those kind of transitional issues.
Absolutely. That time after the election for that all to take place. What are some maybe things that the new mayor and new council will be working on in Kemmer? What's some items on the agenda coming up?
I think one of the focuses is that I'm hearing there's a lot, and we've already kind of started doing this, but some probably changes and improvements to our code, cleaning up code that may not be as useful or as enforceable, and also trying to take away any redundancies or unnecessary code. That's one issue. Obviously, we have as well a lot of, we're gearing up. We've had a download on what we're trying to do with getting ready for all the housing projects, and also, you know, getting ready for the nuclear plan and the impact funding and all of that. So,
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the weekday wake up this morning. Brian, you mentioned preparing for those things. We like to get an update on that each time we have you on the air. Any new developments there when it comes to preparing for what's going to be quite a big influx of temporary workers in just a few months, next spring and summer?
Yes, anticipate, based on what we have information, March of next year, workers starting to come in. And we're actually still in the process of finalizing our application and trying to get the impact funding for the Natrium reactor. I think that's scheduled for a hearing on the 13th of January right here in Kemmer, so we're spending a lot of time on that and trying to identify our available housing, and so we're making sure we have accurate numbers there for that so that we can definitely demonstrate we can handle the workers as well. We're also working on subdivision public hearing and our zoning meeting next week on the 17th at 6 o'clock regarding the multifamily Track 3 housing. A lot of things, of course, going on in our downtown. I think I've told you about a few of those as well. Our Golden Rule store, which is 1902 building, was recently purchased, and they're already starting cleaning things up and plans to renovate. So that's pretty exciting. That building is on the National Historic Register, and we're excited someone's actually investing in that. And we're also trying to sell our last available city property, and that's going to be at an economic findings meeting on the first council meeting in January, which is the 13th, and where we're going to try, there's two, possibly three proposals being vetted with the council to determine economic benefit, and then we can go into negotiations with one of them. We've also got the Bootleggers store is scheduled actually now to be open. They continue to renovate and update that. That's where that's been a popular place for years, but has not been running for over the last year, more than the last year. But it's supposed to be opening Valentine's Day, and the Baldwins are right next to the Victory Theater should have their buildings January, February in the downtown for the Meta Spa, and you know things are moving in the downtown as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going good. So.
A couple follow-up questions with some of those items you discussed on. First, let's go back to the impact funding that you mentioned. Remind us how much money you're hoping to receive from that and what those funds will be used for and what that process looks like.
Well, right now what happened is the available money for all parties at one time was $10 million. And we had a question about that and just wondering if maybe it should be a little higher, and there actually it is going to be higher. We just don't know how much higher, and we're trying to get a good portion of that, of course, because the majority of the impact is going to be right here in Cameron and Diamondville. So don't know exactly how that's going to come out as far as the total amount, but we're also not just working with ourselves, but there's other impacted counties. There's Uinta County and Sweetwater that have asked for funding on that too. So, but $10 million was the initial amount for all parties, and that we believe is going to increase significantly based on our inquiries about some of the calculations on that. So,
Brian Muir, Cumber City Administrator on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, you also mentioned an upcoming public meeting regarding the subdivision development that's being proposed. Give us more details on that and how many homes and where it will be located.
That subdivision is a multifamily subdivision. It's going to be on the south part of Kemmer on Canyon Road. And the initial phase, they're going to put it in phases. I mean, the initial phasing, I'm hearing anywhere from 150 to 300 multifamily housing, one, two, and three bedroom, to accommodate the workforce, both construction as well as any permanent workers. So. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
Okay. And also, it is great news about the Golden Rule store. Of all the great things that have happened downtown, that's going to be a highlight for sure. Do you know what the plans are for the building? If they've started some sort of renovation, do you know what they're hoping it to be when they're done?
Yeah, they've had a lot of cleanup, as far as I know right now, just trying to get all the things that were stored in there out of there. And I can see the activity there, but I haven't heard exactly what the plans are, but I am excited to hear them when they're ready.
So. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Brian, as always, thank you for your time. Anything else we missed you wanted to touch on today?
Well, we wish everybody a happy holiday season, and come shop in Kemmer. Come downtown Kemmer and see the new downtown. We'd love to see you. Come say hi. We'll say hi back.
Absolutely. That's Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir on the Weekday Wake Up. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.